All right, we're speaking this morning with City Administrator Ike Holland for the City of Chillicothe. Ike, I know you guys have a meeting tonight. Let's go over what we'll be talking about. I'd like to start with the discussion regarding the closed bridge, if we may, please.
Well, the discussion on the bridge is over there. It's a county road, Livingston 247, over by the old Catfish restaurant. But anyway, that railroad bridge belongs to the city. And apparently someone with a heavy load drove over it and has damaged it severely. So tonight we're going to discuss our options as far as what we can do to repair that or remove it or, you know, make it passable in a different way. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, very good. Well, let's just move down the list. I understand there'll be some discussion regarding delinquent taxes as well.
The city auditor will be discussing with the council personal and real estate taxes and the tax rate for the next year and any delinquent ones that we need to deal with.
Okay, so just normal business there,
yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, what about the airport grant?
The airport grant is basically just outlining some monies that we've received part of this land acquisition and the process on that. We had to have some surveys done, and this grant will pay for that.
Ike, remind us, if you will, how much land are we talking about?
Well, I don't know the acreage off the top of my head. I mean, there's so many different parcels.
Right, and that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Not a problem. Okay, so the old hospital, has the demolition been scheduled at this point?
No, it's not been scheduled. Tonight we're going to go over the timeline because we've got to get the asbestos inspection and inspection for lead paint and so forth. And then we'll do a timeline for the salvaging of, like, the copper and the wiring in the building. And then we'll look at a timeline to when we'll start the demolition.
Ike, I've heard several people in the community state that they wish that building could be used for something else. Why has the decision been made to demo it versus using it?
Well, the council felt like that, you know, the reason that we built the new hospital was because that building is inadequate as far as, you know, being usable any longer. And so it would be better for the city to demo it and then sell the land is what the discussion led to.
Okay, very good. Okay, and then discussion on livable streets. What's that all about?
Livable streets is a state program that works with communities to ensure that as, you know, communities grow, that we have the proper streets that will allow those that are handicapped, pedestrians, bicyclists, motorcycles, and cars, obviously, that they can use it in a safe manner. And so that means proper signage and crosswalks and mediums and so forth. And so we're just going to discuss that tonight, that as a city, that the council wants development to make sure that in the future that we are building streets that are livable and usable by, you know, all means of transportation.
And how do you rate the city on that right now as we stand, Ike?
Well, I think we're average. You know, this is, you know, a typical community. We're not below, we're not above. So I think that over the next few years, the city will start to improve our crosswalks and signage and some of the mediums. And so I think it'll make it a little more safer, especially at those areas that we note have heavy usage for pedestrians.
I want to hop back up the agenda just a little bit and talk about amending the zoning codes regarding height requirements of buildings. What's that all about, Ike?
Well, in our planning and zoning codes, there was an error made as far as a variance and a conditional use permit. And so it was some language that we discovered in the code last month. And so we're just asking for an update to get that straight so it all matches up throughout the chapter.
Very good. Okay, I think we've covered most of the meeting. I want to ask you real quickly, and I don't know if you can answer me off the top of your head, but we've had a pretty cool summer. Has that affected the impact of the funds raised at the swimming pool, or are you guys happy with your numbers?
Well, this last week, I mean, hit us, you know, pretty hard. But overall, you know, we've averaged over 500 people a day. So June and July were very good months, and we'll see how August plays out. Hopefully it'll stay dry this week, and that'll get our numbers back up. But yeah, last week was just